Okay, so Ireland finally have achieved their third Grand Slam at Twickenham with a 24 points to 15 result over England. Well merited, outscoring the home team by 3-2, but certainly from Joe Smith's point of view, Rory Best and Rob Kearney, the two players who are now dual Grand Slam champions. What a great day. Ireland actually did all the speed work in the first half when they led by 21 points to 5, scoring 3 tries in that particular time. It started after 5 minutes when a high ball was challenged by Rob Kearney against Watson. Now the ball went loose and Gary Ringrose, the opportunist that he is, was able to punch in the ball, section converting, so Ireland 7-0 ahead after 5 minutes, the start they really wanted. Then 21 minutes, Sinclair was penalised, but Sexton hit the post hit from about 35 metres. But in 22 minutes, a great break up the middle by Gary Ringrose. Eventually the ball came back near the line and CJ Stander picked it up and brought his way over to touchdown the base of the post. Sexton converting for a 14-0 lead. Then England come back then in 32 minutes whenever there was a chip through and Elliot Daly got over to make it 14 points to 5. But Ireland had a penalty in the red zone of the first half. It was Mr. Stockdale again getting another try. This time he got the ball, a chip and chase. The ball hit his knee, went forward and he dived on the ball. Sexton converting. So Ireland 21-5 ahead at halftime. And certainly one hand, if not one and a half hands, on the triple crown. Then they had 44 minutes. England came back strongly, and it was a great tackle by Keith Ayres to stop Elliot Daly from getting over in the corner. Ireland then had a few injuries, in a sense, when Bundyaki had to go off. Johnny Sexton wasn't feeling the best, and it was Conor Murray took over the kick and shooties on 60 minutes. He started over making a 24 points to 5, and they felt at this stage that would really be enough. But in 65 minutes, Daly got over again from poor defence out on the right-hand side, so a 24 points to 10. England did come back strongly in that last 5 minutes and did score a further try through Johnny May, bringing it back to 24-15. But at this stage, the Ireland bench had already emptied. Keith Ayres had gone off, and certainly there was a lot of injuries, and I'm sure there's a lot of players who I can't imagine will be playing next week in the Pro 14 after the hammering that took today and the physicality of this game. Well, what a day for Irish rugby to come to Twickenham. Congratulations to Ireland, Grand Slam champions. Winners over England today by 24 points to 15.